Hey, this is Mike Bobbitt. I'm a guy who used to make things, and sometimes I still do. These days, I prefer making podcasts, and I have a new one called Soundtrack to My Life. On this podcast, I talk to different creative people about the music that shaped them. Sometimes the conversations are funny, and sometimes they're just kind of sweet.
I love that Pina Colada song. Yeah, I do.
Rihanna has had a huge impact on my songwriting.
I'm diving into the ocean, finding that one fish that has the toxins, and I'm just drinking those toxins all day.
Maybe they're saying, like, you should now go forth and rock. It's like a peace be with you situation.
I also have a playlist called F Jams. One in. To it, just in case.
We danced to a jazz version of My Favorite Things.
Soundtrack to My Life. It's available exclusive on Spotify. It's a exclusive. I'm going to try to make that word take off. It's a music plus talk show, meaning I can play songs in their entirety. So think of this as an interactive playlist with some of the coolest creative people I know, and you should know too. Soundtrack to My Life, a Spotify exclusive.
Oh, you're hot on Kendrick and Drake.
Dude, it's really on.
Drake sucks.
I mean,
I don't mean that in a nice way either.
How the fuck you big stepping with the size 7 man's on? His last album was Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. He also said your last one was a brick. I like that. Just simple.
So he's just not shooting. He's not swishing the ball, huh?
No.
That's all Drake thinks about. He's a basketball life, dude.
Also, these are all ghost writers.
And he makes fun of him doing the splits because he did the splits, I think, on SNL or something like that.
He had a good line in there about Metro Boomin.
Yeah, that was funny. He's like, shut the fuck up and make beats.
He's like, shut your ass up and make some drums.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he made fun of how he did a verse with Maroon 5. And he's like, do a feature for the Swifties. And it's like, I was telling Ian, I think like most people look at, or at least music people, look at Kendrick as like the artist. And they look at Drake and Cole as the lames.
Yeah.
Not Cole so much.
I don't necessarily look at Cole as a lame.
But that's what Kendrick is saying when he said, fuck Big Three, it's just Big Me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like with the Prince outlive Mike Jack line, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Drake went at him for being a lame, like doing lame shit, like tracks.
Well, but Drake also had that line about how he compared himself to Michael Jackson because he's a king and Kendrick's just a prince.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, you're my son, he said. Yeah. That's a good line.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Drake's great.
I hate Drake.
I guess I take back everything I said about how much he sucks.
Like, I'm not a huge Drake fan.
Let's be honest.
I respect it.
He definitely has a few songs that I like.
But out of the two, Drake's was more ghost-ridden than Kendrick.
No, I don't know. Drake is kind of a writer.
It's just going to follow a formula. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think that's why
it sounds like it's ghost-ridden, because he's formulaic. Mm. But
it very well could be AI.
Yeah.
No, I think.
Could you imagine?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I really don't know shit about this, but I feel like Drake writes his shit. I don't think he does it.
Not all of them. Not all.
Not all. I'm sure he has some shit ghostwritten, but I think like most, like something like this, he's gonna write it.
Sure.
Like he's not gonna have a ghostwriter write this for him.
Hey, who do I know that's really good at talking shit? Carl's real good at talking shit. Carl, he writes something about fucking Kendrick.
Because when J. Cole apologized after going back
at
Kendrick.
That was the worst. That shouldn't have happened. That was so fucking...
If Drake didn't go at Kendrick, I don't know if Kendrick goes at Cole.
Yeah.
You know? I'd love him to step on his throat like that. But I think if now that Drake did it, now it's on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Kendrick is even going to fuck with Cole anymore.
Yeah, because he's like a wounded animal.
Yeah, well,
well he just
like,
pulled out of the race.
Because even in like the Tupac and Biggie beef... Tupac like threw one jab at Jay-Z, and then like all the people around him were just like, yeah, I mean, you probably shouldn't go at him. He's just defending his friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Made fun of him wearing like a Hawaiian shirt or something like that.
Yeah. Well, cause he was in the group called Hawaiian Sophie Fame or some shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they're something like that. Their gimmick was wearing Hawaiian shirts.
I just want rap beefs to be violent again.
Yeah, right?
I want there to be attempted murders.
It does suck that there is an underlying thing. It's not going to go to the guns.
But the thing is, like, were rap beefs ever that? Because, like, the further away we get from the Biggie and Tupac thing, it wasn't Biggie and Tupac being violent. It was all the people around them Well, it was the actual gangsters around them being violent.
It was just P. Diddy killing
everyone. It was exactly. It was P. Diddy was ordering fucking executions.
Yeah.
It was just because fucking Suge was knee deep in Bloods, dude. There were so many fucking Bloods.
Yeah. And Diddy
I don't think
those
that we're
Biggie
in any
rights,
position to
dude.
Start talking shit about the Bloods and Crips, especially with Alex's shirt right now. Yeah. That bright red shirt.
Which tells me you haven't been outside one bit today.
I have not.
It's beautiful outside. You're wearing a sweatshirt.
I have not.
And sweatpants.
I've been
fucking
in
Carhartt.
I've been in this room the entire day.
It shows.
It's so
definitely
nice
shows.
I've been coding the entire day.
That's fucking... That's, dude, you're just fucking, you're that fucking coding life, dude.
I gotta get this, I'm trying, dude, I'm like, my website has been broken pretty much since the day I fucking made it, and I'm just, I am
You go to it, it's just
trying.
A picture of Alex and Pong.
I am just trying to get this fucking thing done, and it's just taking for fucking ever.
Me and Nick did the roast last night, we judged the roast. Yeah. How many people came, like, people came unprepared? It was a good show. I mean, we had a lot of folks there.
There was one that came completely unprepared.
Wait, was it the next uncalled for?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was the audience was a little weird. Like, it wasn't as fun as the first one. It could be like a sex thing, you know? Just like the second time you do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be like that.
So, like, one person came unprepared.
Yeah.
Really unprepared.
Well, they thought they could just go off the top of their head or something.
I don't know. So. He was so excited about it. He was like being like, thanks, looking forward to it. Like, you know, posting about it and shit. And then just came and was like, she looks like she sucks dick a lot.
Mm-hmm. I remember I heard his
and he was
roast.
The first one to go to.
And so I heard that shit and I go, like, he said something, and I was literally, I grabbed the mic from Jacob, and I went, and handed the mic back to Jacob. I was like, this is garbage.
Yeah.
I remember for one of them, I was like, I honestly don't like either of you. I wish neither of you could win this round.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a great judge.
I really wish neither of you could win this round. I hated both of those.
Yeah, it's hard to even know what to say when they suck.
Yeah.
Like that.
Very easy for me.
I feel like I could say a lot.
Yeah.
My favorite roast of the night is Skippy. What's your last name? Diduda?
That was so good. I told Preston Hart, who was a Preston and Brett, I said, you guys both look like you have to put socks on to come. You've never come without socks on. You're like, oh, baby, I'm about to finish. Hang on. Let me go throw my socks on real quick.
That is such a weirdly accurate. That's why I like gross jokes like that. Like,
yeah.
He looks like his breath smells like something, you know. But,
yeah.
Lots of if you're here.
Yeah, but Noah had a lot of good ones.
Yeah, Noah was hyper prepared.
That weren't looks like jokes.
Mm-hmm. Who won?
Skippy.
Skippy.
Skippy won.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah.
She won, legitimately won.
I voted for Noah, didn't I? No, I gave it to the audience.
Yeah, you gave it to the audience.
Like a bitch. It came down to me. It's my show. And I said, what do you guys think?
Did it come down to Skippy and Noah?
Yeah.
Oh.
And John picked fucking Skippy. Mm-hmm. Jacob picked Noah.
And then he fucking bitched out and was like,
You were going to pick Noah.
If he wouldn't have picked Skippy.
It's all a game. It's all politics.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to come down to, because we all know who won, dude. Skippy won. Skippy's like,
yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Kind of like how I was against Bruce. Everyone knew I won, but then Nick just fucking stole it.
I didn't feel that way.
Skippy Rose, I believe, going to be on the next Smoke Show comedy show on May 2nd.
Nice. They get funnier as they get pregnanter.
I think it's the next one. It's either the next one or the one after that.
She's
can't remember
sexy
now.
Pregnant right now, too, dude. Yeah. Right in that perfect level of pregnant where it's just like, oh, can't get her re-pregnant. That's for certain.
I just made fun of how big her mouth is.
Yeah, she
and she has a joke about how she doesn't give blowjobs. It's like, what do you suck? Tree stumps?
He said, bitch, looks like you could do a backflip at her mouth.
I stole that one from Mike Epps. I'm not going to lie. So can't good. He said, all four of you are short. All four, you could do a flip under the bed. That's one of my favorite things I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, God.
It's just such a fun... A flip is such a funny thing. Can you do a flip?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been able to do a flip.
No?
I've never been
able to. I knew you were going to tell me that you've been able to do a flip.
I could do a forward flip on my bed.
Fair enough.
You can't do like a backflip into a pool?
No, I'm talking on the ground, standing flip.
Oh, God, I
you know
never
how some kids could do that?
That?
Some, like, foreign kids?
I was never able to do that.
I would never even try.
I did it on a trampoline, like, front and back
flips. Yeah.
I don't think I could do a backflip. I'm just like too. I don't have. I can't like get past the block of like. Going
yeah,
back.
I've never.
You know what I mean?
I've never been able to do that.
Like
either.
Just mentally, I don't think I can make my body.
You have to be a little stupid to try it.
You do.
At
you
all.
You kind of have.
Or you have to
stupid
really,
or just not give a fuck.
Or, yeah.
Or really trust your athleticism.
Yeah, because
yeah.
I have, well,
really have to trust
the,
your athleticism.
My friend Aaron, he was our running back. He was crazy athletic. He would stand on this fucking cement block on the viaduct over fucking 75, which there was like nothing blocking him from falling onto the highway. Mm-hmm. He would stand on that cement block and just backflip back onto the road.
Oh my fuck. God. No.
That, no. You could die.
Yeah.
I've
so
done,
easily.
I did a backflip off the pontoon into the water, and everyone there was just like, just be prepared. John's going to injure himself. Like, yeah. He's going to get severely hurt. I was like, I can do a backflip into water. And everyone was just like, And I was like, come on. This is nothing. Yeah.
Dude, that's one of those things. Like, everybody has heard at least 3-4 stories of their life about a guy that dove into the pool.
Oh, yeah. My brother.
You hear it a lot.
My brother had a fracture in his fucking spine. He had a concussion and a fracture in his spine from diving in the pool.
And that's it.
Shallow.
He's lucky.
Yeah, dude. They said if his head would have been one way or the other, mm-hmm. he'd have been paralyzed. Oh. And I was like, you're so fucking lucky, dude. I would
the
not
doctor
be pushing
said
you
an inch more and I would have been in the casket.
Inch more, and you know, he would have been in a wheelchair and blowing his way around the fucking world. And I'd be like, no, dude, you're not. I'd be like, I'm just going to roll you right over to Mill Pond.
Dude.
And fucking.
He got so lucky.
He's very fortunate. And then he learned how to dunk, dude, and everything fucking changed.
Maybe that's what made him so athletic.
Maybe.
Maybe that break knocked something in the fucking
place. He probably
would
have been another 3 inches taller if he would have fucking cracked his fucking vertebrae as a little boy.
Like rookie of the year.
Or
maybe he would have been 3 inches shorter.
Maybe. He came up out of the water and he was like, he concussed and like doing kissy faces at my mom going. And I remember being like, what the fuck is wrong with this fucking guy? And then my sister.
So then you guys beat the shit out of him.
Then my sister was
that's
like.
That's how he really got the bad vertebrae.
Then my.
John just kept on dropping an elbow.
Like, stop being gay.
They took her to the hospital. They took Drew to the hospital, and my sister was like, you want to go watch Terminator 2 at the fucking drive-in? And I was like, hell yeah, dude. She's like, let's go fucking watch Terminator 2 at the drive-in. That was the best.
You know what would be a fun job? Writing.
A blow job?
Right. Writing like the choreography, or just writing a music video. Because it doesn't have to...
It sounds horrible.
It never has to do with the song anymore. You can just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just
yeah.
Giant carrots. We're riding on giant carrots into asshole.
You know? Well, all the videos you're in, you're always like death incarnate. You're always like a big fucking like scary. But you
I
only
was
do
the
metal
king,
videos.
I was yeah. the.
A lot of butchers.
You're like the weird
aprons.
Forest king.
Yeah.
A lot of leather straps and butchers' aprons.
Kind of.
And what was it, the one swinging lantern?
One,
right?
Yeah. One light swinging over while he's filing
so
a chainsaw.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just like a Final Fantasy boss.
Yeah. God. Oh, that'd be amazing.
High heels.
With a pet dragon, dude.
No, you're just like swinging on a chandelier, and the chandelier is your weapon.
Oh, good one. That's a little. I don't know.
That's a Final Fantasy
like
boss.
Does the chandelier turn into like
lasers?
Snake. Wolves.
Well,
I
no,
no, you're
no,
fighting on
so,
the chandelier.
No. So look, so you have you're swinging on a chandelier, and the chandelier is your weapon. But you also, because like every Final Fantasy boss has their like summon.
Yeah, yeah.
So your summon can be like fucking I don't know.
Snake wolves.
Yeah, snake wolves. Yeah. There you go.
Right. We talking crystal?
Are they
gonna
be snake heads?
We talking
or
a candle?
With wolf bodies?
Candelabra?
Are they gonna be wolf heads on a snake? I think
I
you'd want snake
wolf,
head, wolf body.
I would say other way around.
That'd be a fucking all
wolf,
kinds of off balance,
a
dude.
Wolf head with two front arms. And then
yeah, but that's
a snake body coming at you.
No, because I'm thinking snake body is everything below the neck.
Yeah, you
so you admit. you want a wolf, something that can run after you and fucking, but it's spitting venom and shit.
I want
snake
shoulders
wolf.
Up snake of a fucking wolf with a snake serpent body.
I want okay. Here's what I want. I want a snake head.
Mm-hmm.
I want wolf. Front legs.
Two animals. Yeah, I think we should establish.
I want wolf front legs.
Mm-hmm.
Then I want a snake torso.
Okay.
And then I want wolf hind legs.
All right. Yes.
That's you don't get right. The good part of the snake, though.
No.
No.
Dangerous
snake head.
Yeah. Okay.
As long as it's two animals.
Yeah.
Combine
them.
Yeah,
you got the snake
okay.
leg. You got
I like
the,
this.
You got the wolf front
so
leg.
So just scaled.
Then snake torso. And then wolf hind
imagine
legs.
Imagine petting that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Furry, wet, and slimy.
Snakes just feel like rubber hoses to me.
Yeah, so you can, you'll be able to fucking chase something down like a wolf, but then you can swallow it whole like a snake.
Yep.
Oh. Interesting.
I think Alex got it.
So a snake,
yeah, I like
snake
but
face.
I would say a wolf snake head.
And is it proportionate?
Like a mixture.
Is it proportionate to what a wolf's head would be like?
See, I don't know. I don't know if you need a wolf snake head because the snake's teeth are probably worse than a fucking
They're
wolf's
like needles,
teeth.
Dude, and they got venom at the end of them.
Well, that, we're talking what snake are we talking
So do you
about?
Want, okay, well, oh, if you want to, I mean, if you, like really, like if you really, if you really want to do that, if you really want to do that, then wolf head with snake mouth.
I'm going to go constrictor.
Oh, what?
Like Talk some kind of constrictor with the wolf.
That's a really long wolf.
Yeah.
No, dude.
What kind of eyes, though?
Wolf
eyes.
Yeah, I think you want wolf
nose.
I think you want
wolf
eyes.
Nose.
Wolf
snake
nose,
mouth.
Dude.
Yeah, you want
can we draw?
No, you sure? No, okay. You got the double whammy if you go snake mouth wolf nose because you got the wolf nose, but then the snake smells with its tongue.
Yeah.
Dude, oh, so much God. Smell. Dude.
Does it still Don't. Shed its skin?
Yes.
Just the torso.
Oh. Yeah, just parts.
But it gets all bunched up in its hindquarters.
Yeah, yeah.
So. It's just the torso, it but it sits there and tries to eat at it. It tries to eat at it like a dog probably its own ass, but it can't because it doesn't have the... No, it's
sometimes
all
the
it does is stick its tongue on it.
The babies can't milk because sometimes it just happens to be like where the fucking snake part is. The nipples don't show up.
Yeah.
They get like two nipples sometimes.
Only if it's a really bad mixed breed.
Yeah.
Like a half spar. What's the fucking? Who were the? Wasn't it the Haspars? The kings.
That's close to the name. I can't think of what the actual Hasbergs.
Hathberg.
No, it's Has something. It's Hasbergs.
Yeah, maybe Haspergers
or some shit.
I can't remember. They were the ones that had like.
Yeah, they got the weird like
the lip. Jaw,
yeah.
Fucking chin protrudes because they're fucking each other. Fucking,
yeah, they're very inbred.
Hyper inbred.
I got you though.
All those fucking
elephant
rich
body.
Are, man.
Elephant body, gorilla head. I don't know. What head?
Elephant gorilla.
Elorilla.
Man, when you're mixing animals that more or less walk upright with animals that are on all fours, I don't know if it's like worth it.
You're talking about a slithering stick,
but that's different.
Combined with,
but that's different because you're going because both are horizontal animals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you're going with the
so
horizontal
be, we're doing,
versus on vertical,
okay.
I think you're kind of.
I
think
I didn't know we were doing the horizontal thing.
Well, no, you can mix them, but I feel like if you mix horizontal and vertical, you're negating the advantage you get from both.
Yeah, I'm thinking hippo-rilla.
You're just looking out for me,
but
really.
Then also, then you can have, like, a griffin lion body with hawk head.
Okay.
And wings.
Yeah.
And wings.
Yeah, but see, birds fall in a different
because they
category.
Fly horizontally, or because they used to be dinosaurs?
Well, because the flying... Because the flying alone is such a unique strength that
yes.
if you put flying on anything, it makes it better.
I'd love a griffin.
Yeah, a griffin would be dope.
Yeah.
That's but you got to go by scale, so you can't have wings on, you know, bird mixed with
well,
elephant.
Well, maybe it's like a dodo and it can't fly, but it's just got little fucking stupid wings.
You have a griffin with cicada wings.
Yeah.
I want to be half muscle. Half giraffe. See how that one works out.
I'm thinking like a dachshund dog with a giraffe neck.
Interesting.
That thing's just fucking constantly dragging its head around.
Just kill me.
Dude, one of the goofiest things is watching giraffes fight.
Oh, it's
oh, how they
dude,
whip their heads.
That's, yeah. one of the goofiest fucking things I've ever seen in my life.
Can you imagine just seeing
one
a
of
human
them will die them? If they go hard enough.
Yeah,
like they're going to break their neck.
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Hear me out. Giraffe baseball.
Oh.
They hit the ball with their heads.
Just lumbering.
The first baseman looked like giraffes anyways. They're so dorky.
I watch it. Okay.
I'd watch drafting. I think we should make animals play sports and bet on them.
Well,
yeah,
we already do that.
We do
right?
that.
Yeah,
like, we make horses race. We make dogs race.
Yeah, what am I talking about?
That's the only
more,
ones you
more,
want to
I
do.
Guess.
You want you like see you want to
see
like
you
want to
see a good
play,
pig race every state fair.
You lions see, play rugby.
You
yes,
wanna, you yeah. want to see real life Air Bud.
Yes,
yeah. And I want to watch a Labrador dunk.
And I think that once we figure out aging, I think once we figure out aging and we figure out extinction and all that stuff, it should be legal to watch like an
well,
elephant
we,
fight a gorilla or
we
whatever.
We will be extinct before we figure out extinction.
Yeah.
No, we won't.
Yes,
if you're a pessimist.
Yeah. Bad attitude we might be.
I mean, I'm out here changing shit.
Yeah.
Playing
I mean,
Call of Duty.
I mean, unless the Anunnaki come back and save us, we're fucked.
I love Saganaki.
dude, I got shit-faced on sake when I was out in Vegas, and I didn't realize you could get drunk on it.
Yeah, it's
alcohol.
Like, this soup is good.
They just give you a little bit. They just give you a little tiny bit, and I'm like,
wait,
wow,
you thought you were drinking shots of wine. You thought you were drinking Zima?
No, you're just doing shots, little
just
shots of wine.
IV.
I'm like, I'll do shots of wine all night, and I started doing shots of wine, and all of a sudden I was just like, that's fucking heavy, Daddy. I was like, yeah, I'm fucking starving.
Yeah.
I am starving.
Some pussy. Yeah. I was at a strip club last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Deja vu? showing your asshole to everybody?
I thought you were asking me deja vu for a second. Like, if I just got deja vu, I was confused. I was like, should I remember this moment? No, it was Legends.
Is that nice. The one on 8 Mile?
It's right downtown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It used to just be a regular bar, and now it's a fucking
full it's a titty bar.
It's right next to St. Andrews.
They full nudes?
Yep.
Yeah.
Fully nude?
I don't think so, right?
Oh, wait. Did Stevens turn into a strip club?
No. Other side.
Okay. I was going to be like,
where space? Remember Space Bar?
Free butterscotch schnapp shots are gone?
No, remember. Remember
to kill people.
Stevens is gone, though. It's a different thing now.
Really?
It's called, like, the Elephant Room or some shit. Ugh. They have good-ass po' boy sandwiches, though. I've been there.
Elephant Room. I went there, too, yesterday. Yeah.
It's called Stevens.
It was for my friend's bachelor party. We got two hotel rooms at MGM. And I met them there, gambled a little bit, went and did the pros. They went to the strip club. I went to the strip club for like 20 minutes, paid $20 to park, $20 to get in. That place is amazing, by the way.
Oh, is it?
I mean, it really is like
phenomenal. They used to be a nightclub. It used to be called Space Bar.
It was so dope looking. Have you been in there?
I've never been in there, no.
It's just cool looking.
Yeah.
You paid $20 to get in?
Yeah.
Nerd. What the fuck?
What do you mean? All my friends are in there.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Just drinking the alley, dude.
And there's literally like, I can't.
Is it all?
I wish I could, but I can't handle.
Is there diversity in that
because
strip club?
I get too horned. Like,
yeah, I hear you. Is it a diverse
you turn
array
into
of
a trench coder?
Yeah, I hunch over a little bit.
Really?
I start.
Yeah.
Yeah. I start scheming.
Your Italian blood starts boiling. And
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I probably couldn't do a strip club either.
Really?
Yeah. It's stupid. It's just like, let me just fucking touch you.
Okay? Yeah. And I went upstairs and I just saw one girl with like just in lingerie and the fattest ass and the nicest boobs. And I just walked right back downstairs. Yeah. I swear to God, I saw her and I was like, I can't even look at her.
I really can't.
Yeah.
Has your girl ever gone to the strip club with you?
No. She's not that type. No. She's homophobic.
Give me a handy. She's homophobic.
Yeah.
She won't have a threesome with me. That's homophobic to me.
Not even with me?
Not even with you.
Really?
Have
you brought her up
with me?
Because
that would make us gay.
No, it wouldn't, dude.
She's okay with
it. As long as we don't high five or make eye contact.
That's going to be tough, buddy.
That would be tough.
That would be tough.
Because you'd be going out on her. I'd be behind you. And if we weren't looking at each other, it's not gay.
Well, I guess if there's no mirrors in the room, we'll never have to look at each other because I'll be behind you the whole time. Is that what you said?
It's pretty much what I'm saying, yeah.
I
just want to hold your neck while you fuck. That's all I want to do, dude.
While I fuck?
Yeah. I want to hold your throat while you fuck.
I want to hold your neck while you fuck.
I want to choke you while you fuck. That's what I want to do, dude. That's all I think. That's what I was thinking about the other night. I was like, you know what would be fucking cool? If I could feel your whiskers on the top of my hand while you were plowing your girlfriend, dude. Fiance.
John's at the bathhouse. There's a guy in the sling. He's just behind the guy in the sling
choking
while he's getting fucked.
But doing it like with good time. So he's like, this is amazing. Like, he knows exactly when to release.
Yeah,
I know.
Wait, a guy's fucking some other guy, and you're choking the guy.
I'm choking the guy
fucked.
Getting fucked.
Yeah,
or,
and the guy
or
fucking
I'm choking,
is like,
I'll choke either one of them. I'll choke either one of them.
A double choke?
All European grip.
From the side?
I could be standing in the middle
and
having this guy European grip and this guy European grip.
Interesting.
Just
rubbing your dick on the back of a homeboy.
No, I won't be hard.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be hard. It's not
sexual
for me.
It's called a reverse blowjob.
It's not sexual for me. It's all about control.
It's going to get sexual.
It's not, dude. It's
all of a sudden you're
going to
be like, oh my God, there's so much choking. Why is my dick hard?
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I think that's all I really want to do. I just want to choke people. That's all I'm
professional choker.
I'd be really good at it.
All right.
I think I'd be really good at it. I don't even need two hands. Look at these mitts. I can get you fucking one fucking hand here. But you want me to put two hands? I'll do two hands. If you want two hands, I'll do that.
It's better two hands so then you don't like fucking
I don't
want to
collapse.
I don't want to collapse our voice box.
I don't want guys walking away talking funny.
Yeah.
No, like I always think about this. And I always forget to like look up a YouTube video on it or something. But like when someone puts someone else to sleep,
mm-hmm.
they're like not on their neck.
No,
like
it's carotid artery,
right?
Yeah, it's carotid artery. It's this spot right here and this spot right here. It's your jugular.
Yeah.
I mean, you're basically collapsing the blood on the jugular. Right. Stops blood flow to the brain and you sleep.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really fast, too.
Thanks God for that one. That's pretty good.
I know. That's a really good shutoff.
That's up there.
Yeah.
It's a really tasty little shutoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, you want to piss your pants right now? All right.
It's like if your engine's overheating and your car shuts down.
Mm-hmm. I used to have a girlfriend who used to like to be like choked out at the end.
At the end?
Yeah.
That's so a dangerous game.
Oh, I know. But then you like wiggle their legs while you're fucking them. Get it back going. Fucking, yeah, they wake up and they're like, whoa! You're like, it's still happening. It's
still happening. You ever get a little scare? Like, what? Monica?
No. No. I know the tricks, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
You've never once had a, I might have killed this woman.
No.
You never got the Clorox
because
out.
Because as soon as the eyes start to roll, you just let go and let the blood come back.
Yep.
But they might have a heart thing.
Yeah, that's scary.
Whatever.
Then you find whatever. What do you mean, whatever, dude?
Well,
that's
then they die.
Manslaughter. Like,
no.
Yes,
you make
it
a
is.
Terrible cop, I tell you that.
It's not. You're just like, we got a little hard.
Or a good one.
She got a little weird and fucking she asked for it. I didn't know about her bad heart.
Yeah, see, I'm talking about consent forms being signed prior.
Yeah, no judge is going to fucking do that
not
for,
you.
For you, Ian.
Not you.
What? Oh, I would come in clean shaven.
Come to Judge Kelly, I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Got come in my chambers. We got.
Oh, he made everybody rise yesterday. Yeah. He goes, all rise.
Yeah, I had Mercer.
Judge
Kelly, I had all rise.
So he made them all stand up.
Some people
didn't.
It's a little upsetting.
Yeah, you were like,
I said,
get up.
Thank you for that courtesy. Because a judge said that to me one time. I like that. I like that.
Oh, really? Right.
Yeah, he came out and he always says, thank you for that courtesy.
I've never, my judge has never said that.
Yeah, they fucking should. Because I got to stand up because you walked in the room.
Yeah, I know.
That blows my mind.
I've heard him thank you. Thank the bailiff. Thank you.
Thank
but
you.
But I've never said,
thank
I appreciate
you,
that courtesy. Yeah,
fuck you, the bailiff always. Just a dork with papers running around.
Yes, sir. That'd be that's the sweetest cop job you could have.
Yeah.
Sweetest cop job you could
is
have.
Is that a cop?
Yeah, dude, bailiffs are cops.
Oh, yeah.
That's a stady, right?
No, I don't think it's necessarily a stady.
The bailiff is just the transfer. There's like
they're county cops. I've only ever been to county.
There's somebody there typing up everything.
That's
time.
A stenographer.
Yeah, stenographer.
They're not cops. They're just amazing typists.
I love watching them because they even like look up sometimes like, when shit's about to go down.
Yeah. I like when they have to read it back and they'll be like, hang on.
Yeah.
And they're going through that CVS receipt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I believe buttons, he said, fuck you and your mama too.
And the buttons on it are crazy.
They're different than your type, like your typewriter. I'd need a classic, dude. I'd need like a word processor.
Just
imagine that distracting ass shit back in the day when it was just a typewriter.
Yeah. Have you ever tried typing on an old school typewriter?
Yeah, you gotta put some fucking pressure on
it. It is impossible.
Yeah, that's why all those fucking old bitches got carpal tunnel or huge hands.
I'm sure there's a way to pop them down.
Yeah, dude.
You know?
Yeah, some of those holes were great.
You got those lumberjack ass hands.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like the sound
type
of it
back then. I like the sound of it, but have you ever tried it? It's you gotta like fucking hit those.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, I usually when I'm using just a typewriter, I use my elbows because I need to really put some fucking torque on it.
People elbowing your fucking essay.
People's elbows the best closer.
Oh, it was a good closer
because it's so goofy at the end.
Yeah, no,
dude, the atomic leg drop, the Hulk's leg drop was fucking phenomenal.
I mean, yeah,
because he really only hurt himself doing that. He only jarred his spine doing an atomic leg drop.
Yeah.
I mean, The Rock had two good ones. He had the people's elbow and the rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wasn't the rock bottom just a suplex, though?
It was him. He would get his head under your arm and his arm across your chest.
And then
he'd lift you. That's right. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. Stone Cold was awesome, but again, just hurting himself.
Yeah.
And Stone Cold and Diamond Dallas Page, both the DDP, but the DDP had you backwards.
Yeah.
Stone Cold didn't have you backwards.
The Stunner?
The Stunner was just forward.
That might be the best.
Stunner was great.
Just because of how he always would, like, it was a surprise move that you could do.
Jimmy Snuka's was the best. He'd come off the fucking top rope and just splash you.
Well, if we're talking the best 619, Rey Mysterio.
Tombstone is pretty fucking good.
Tombstone was pretty fucking
good. And the Chokeslam.
I always thought that was too far.
The Tombstone?
Tombstone, yeah. I thought that was too far.
I didn't like when The Undertaker came out, I was like, this guy just fucking kills people. He's just killing these guys.
I want a guy that like pulls out like or like plays with your teeth.
Yeah, well, Jake the Snake.
Razor's Edge was the shit.
Razor's Edge was the shit. I like to fucking take that toothpick out
and just flick it at
flick
you.
That motherfucker in here. Yeah. Oh, what the fuck, dude?
Oh, wait, Sweet Chin Music, though. How he'd wait and stomp.
Yeah. I don't remember Sweet Chin Music.
It was
Brett Michaels? No, not. Is that
Brett the Hitman.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
Not the Hitman.
The Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah. You're fuck.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels. Yeah. Damn. He'd sit in the corner when they're down.
Yeah.
And no, just kick him in the chin.
Well, do you remember Razor Ramon or Scott Hall or whatever?
Scott Hall.
His move was called the Razor's Edge. It was so fucking good. He would just like grab you and like put your head between his thighs, and then he would just like, you know, like do the like it's over.
Yeah.
And then he would just like flip you up over his fucking shoulders and then just
a power bomb. It was basically a power bomb.
Batista had something like and they called it a Batista bomb.
Yeah.
Triple H had a kind of a cool thing. They called it like the F. It was named after a helicopter because he would like get you like a fireman.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and then spin you.
The biggest one I remember from him is the Pedigree.
I don't remember the Pedigree.
Yeah, it was called the Pedigree.
It was kind of like the fucking Razor's Edge, except instead of flipping you up, he just like picked you up and slammed you right down on your face.
Yeah, the Pedigree. Yeah, and he had your arms.
Back. Yeah.
Remember Earthquake? Earthquake would just splash his fat ass on you.
Like Rikishi?
Yeah.
Oh, who's the big sumo wrestler who would like slam his butt?
Yokozuna. Rikishi.
Yes.
Yokozuna.
Oh, Yokozuna. Never mind. Yeah. Because Lex Luger body slammed him at WrestleMania, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember, dude, Jake the Snake just bringing that fucking snake out.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Jesus Christ. Ted DiBiase was the shit.
What would your closer be?
I'd come off the ropes. I'd have to come
It'd
off
be
the
off
ropes.
The ropes. Okay, yeah. We've established
I'd
that.
I'd be off the ropes. Top probably rope. Into
Do you
like
do
a,
anything before? Like a little move?
I think I'd do something where I'd do like a crab, some kind of a crab, something to your legs. I'm going to fuck your legs
of
up.
Of course you would do
I'd do crabs. Crab's my natural animal. It's my
just
spirit animal.
Hurt their legs like a crab.
I'd twist their legs up fucking weird, bend their backs.
Put some butter on it.
Yeah, you know, I think that's probably
Jericho, the Y2J.
Yeah. Dude, exactly. I'm like, that's all he's explaining.
Yeah.
A little Kurt Angle cross-legged one.
Yeah, I would probably do some kind of submission move.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Someone would just like make them dead. Like they'd raise their arm up.
You'd put like a ball gag in their mouth.
I'd put a ball gag in their mouth. Tickle them with a feather.
Has there been like a leather daddy guy character yet?
Oh, I'm sure. Boston Booger, whatever the fuck that guy's name was.
Boston Brawler.
No. There was like a guy called or Bastion Booger or some shit.
I don't know.
Sebastian Man.
Mankind.
Prince Albert. He was supposed to be like a gay leather guy.
Didn't
Mankind
used to bite you? Or was that George Animal Steel?
I think it was George Animal Steel.
Yeah, Mankind used to like stick his sock down your throat.
Yeah, he would just stick his sock down your throat. He had another one too, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a couple.
Yeah, he had a couple finishers.
I'd go Three Stooges.
Just
Captain Insano, I guess. Yeah.
Like fencer stance, like kind of pop up and be like,
No, I'd run around
like
really
Water
choppy,
Boy when they're like hit him. He's like Captain Insano.
Yeah, he shows no mercy.
Yeah,
he shows no mercy.
Captain Insano shows no mercy.
Water Boy might be his best movie. We've talked about.
You've seen Hubie Halloween?
No,
I watched it the other day just because I watch it when I just want something around like to make me happy.
Wait, what movie?
Any Adam Sandler, goofy shit. But it was Hubie Halloween.
Yep. Oh, shit.
And it like checked all the Adam Sandler boxes. It's
fantastic.
It's the same girl from the same person that loves an idiot, for no reason.
Yeah, a hot chick that loves an idiot for some fucking reason.
She's so hot still. Mm-hmm. From Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
The chick from Modern Family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. I took Alice to see Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
That movie's fucking phenomenal. The same guy that did Ex Machina and 28 Days Later wrote this movie, and it's fucking phenomenal. It's one of the best movies I've seen. It's about a near future Civil War in America.
Whoa.
Like the Western forces. And then
it's
like,
real. Like Texas claims as.
Yeah,
own.
Texas.
Is it like political and...
Like no, not really.
Yeah, I mean,
kinda.
It's
poignant as fuck, dude.
Yeah,
it's point. Like it reminds
like
you of what might happen.
MAGA?
Like the sense,
a little bit.
The sense that I get from it is that it's not really like taking a stand either way.
No,
but
it's from a journalist perspective.
But
it's a team of journalists.
It's definitely political in that like they're taking the division that we have right now to its extreme.
Okay. Yeah. That's valid. But the thing is, the main characters are journalists, photographers, and story journalists.
And then a daughter.
No, not the daughter. She's not a daughter. She's another photojournalist.
Oh, she's just young.
Yeah,
but it was
young. Yep.
It was remarkable, huh?
Phenomenal.
God,
phenomenal.
That
movie
looks like it's phenomenal.
And it's really, really, really good.
Awesome.
God
really
damn
good.
It.
Good.
Do you guys watch the X-Men 97?
Dude, literally the day after we fucking canceled Disney.
Yeah.
It came out.
Really?
Yeah.
You
I was
moron.
So fucking mad.
Episode 5 made me cry.
That's
broken down.
Yeah. Dude, I heard it's crazy. Like episode, I heard it's like crazy.
Episode 5
of
is
X-Men?
Wild.
Yeah, animated fucking cartoon. I've been hearing like insane
it's
shit.
It's amazing.
About it.
And episode 5, yeah.
Are they hour long?
I think I'm gonna have
say
to.
People say that about like the Spider-Verse and shit. I like shit.
Spider-Man
this is
or Spider-Verse.
This is different though, because this is based off of the
original.
This is based off the 97 X-Men animated series, and back then,
yeah.
Like superhero animated shit was like legit.
Yeah,
yeah.
I guess I can.
And bro, they like some of the shit. Like, okay, little spoiler, fucking first episode spoiler, but so they're all jumping out of fucking the X-Wing. And then they're like, Cyclops is like, see ya. And they're like, what? What about your parachute? He's just like, meh. And he's like, everyone else pulls their parachute out, this and that. He flies right by them. Then all of a sudden, right before the ground hits, he just fucking blasters. And like with his eyes, and like that's what stops him.
Oh, that's gnarly.
And then he like is in this like big old blast zone, and everyone else is like plop, 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 plop behind him.
Oh,
he's like, X-Men, let's fucking kill these motherfuckers. And everyone's just like, ah, God.
I didn't know he could do that, did you?
Yeah, bro. They actually, so like in the 90s one, yeah, they made Scott Summers kind of like a fucking pussy.
Yeah, he was kind of a dork.
Because Scott Summers is kind of a fucking
Cyclops.
Pussy, yeah. And in this one, like...
His name's Scott.
Yep, yeah. But, like, in this one, like, while he's fighting, he's, like, using his blaster to, like, push himself over, like, to dodge your shit. It's fucking nasty.
Sounds
is
like Gambit a real good? Tearjerker
to me. Gambit's a fucking monster. Fucking, they really haven't shown much of Wolverine except, like... Him and the Jean Grey stuff, like it. Dude,
you're getting emotional right now.
Fucking love it.
I guess what all I was gonna say is like, I've never had an animated thing. I've had Pixar get me emotional, but I need kind of like real eyes or something to cry.
Oh
or,
no!
Or to be invested enough to cry. Diego says he only cries at animated things.
Warren Ellis did a great little like piece of like Marvel characters, like X-Men, Blade, so on and so forth. There's this moment where Blade's wolf died, and like right at the time, my wolfie was like on his way out.
Yeah,
and him and I are in bed with each other.
That.
Lost it.
Yeah,
just sobbing.
Is Wade Wilson in this at all? In 97?
Not yet.
Okay.
But Nightcrawler just popped in. He fucking is amazing. Like that's the other thing. They're just like, here's fucking Dazzler, but as a background character. Like, if you don't know who Dazzler is.
I don't know Dazzler.
Dazzler was one of the, like, starting fucking X-Men. She was in the X-Men for a while.
Okay.
And kind of like a Jubilee. She was like, it was like disco era fucking X-Men.
Okay.
She was like the disco lights bitch. Okay. And, but yeah, like. So
that's her superpower? She just does disco lights?
Yeah, just like Jubilee, dude. Like, is yeah.
You know exponentially more about X-Men than I do, though.
Also, Jubilee in the early, like, X-Men, she's, like, Asian. But, like, they never really, like, hit it well with the art. And this one, you're, like, definitely like, oh, sweet. They, like...
Made her an Asian girl.
Yeah.
What about, like, Shutter Island mixed with X-Men?
What?
Like, just a bunch of people that think that they're superheroes.
No.
You know what I mean? We just let them...
Nick is like, what about just like a special needs class?
Yeah, but have you seen the movie Birdman with Michael Keaton?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love that fucking movie.
Great movie.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's all in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same, I'm stealing Birdman, damn it.
But yes, watch.
That's
X-Men
the same dude that directed
97.
That. Same dude that directed that, directed The Revenant, and it's all the same style,
really?
Single camera shoot. Like,
yeah.
It's really fucking cool.
Fucking love me some Ed Norton.
Do you have Apple TV?
No. I'll just make a new email address to get like a free trial.
Then wait until it's done, because now
it's not done yet.
No, every Wednesday.
Oh,
I thought
they just like put it.
I thought it was on Disney. It's on Apple TV.
It's on Disney, but I was gonna say I have an Apple, so I could just jump it from my phone to his TV. Yeah, I think it's like an 8 to 10.
Well, I have a Roku. You can probably do it through that, too.
Oh, yeah, you definitely can. But, yeah, fuck. That show's
killer.
I'll
check it out. I watched them.
And they, like, is action-packed all the way through. Like, they are just dump. Like, I think they're like, we may not have another chance on this one, so we're just going to dump, like, storyline on top of storyline. Like,
I remember I used to, every Saturday, I used to go to the rec center in Hamtramck because it was like basketball on Saturday morning. And they set up a TV specifically for us because everybody wanted to watch Spider-Man and X-Men.
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man because, was a great cartoon.
Yeah, because it would always be on while we were there. Oh, and so everybody that went would always miss it. And we just kept like fucking...
That sounds like the best time of your life,
honestly. It was. It was great. Yeah, like I would play basketball for like 2.5 hours, and I'd stop, take a break, watch X-Men and Spider-Man, and go back and fucking play more basketball for like the rest of the day.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Not really thinking about anything but basketball and
The best.
Yep. Yeah. We had an indoor pool. Like, the closest indoor pool was like 15 miles away from us in another town. I remember we'd go over there and they'd have TVs and shit set up and be like, oh, my God, dude, there's TVs right by the pool.
TV and pool.
Mm-hmm. Watching college football in swimming pool. In a fucking October.
Fuck,
it's like, hell yeah, dude. It's good living.
But I love me.
Eyes burning out because of all the chlorine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, back then it was the Spider-Man, X-Men, and Batman. Those were like the three superhero cartoons.
Batman, the animated series. I was just telling one of my friends' girlfriend, she's like a big Batman person, but into the movies. Like,
she's never watched the animated series. The animated series is
and
so
I
good,
was like, man. You got to watch this. And the other night he's like, I put it on for her. And I'm not talking to her until she's done with it about it. Mm. Because, like, I asked him, I was like, is she into it? And he's like, yeah, bro, it's all we're watching now. Like, it's all we're watching right now. And I'm just like, oh, she's into it. And, like, I can't wait to ask her, like, is it your favorite Batmobile? Mm-hmm. You know, because that's my favorite Batmobile.
Talking about, like, the animated series that I knew from when I was a kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys see the new Joker trailer came out?
Yeah.
What?
Looks pretty interesting. Yeah, they're doing another,
there's another
Joker. You didn't like
Joker
too.
I didn't like that Joker. But I'm very excited to see how I think What's-Her-Face is going to do a great.
Good Harley Quinn?
Yes.
Yeah. She's
Gaga.
Looks pretty fucking
Lady
gnarly.
Gaga.
Yeah, she looks fucking gnarly in it. I think I love the fact that his emotional response is laughter, like to sadness.
I just
loved it.
What is Folie à Deux? It's called Joker 2. Folie.
I don't know. I don't know French.
Deux.
Are we gonna play?
No.
All right. Fine.
This is that type of podcast, buddy.
Whatever. They can talk while you and I just go. Ooh.
You put on. I'll tell you what. You put on the Drake track. I'll put on this.
I don't know. I feel like. The movie's weird. It's like people either have like a very visceral reaction to it or like they love it.
Yeah.
And it's just weird to have a visceral reaction to it. Especially like when I think about people that are like very like they try to be like very like you know, like empathetic to people with like disabilities or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they like look at this movie and they're like, well, they're humanizing a monster. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, but like, why did he become a monster?
Right.
Yeah. The exact thing that you constantly fucking drone on about on Facebook.
But I don't know. That's I just, point. I don't like how they like showed how that Joker was made. I'm just saying, like,
that's kind of the thing I like the most.
You
about
like the whole fell in a vat of acid, whoopsie daisies.
Yeah.
Whoopsie daisies, like a colorful, perfectly
like
painted mouth.
The original Joker was always a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he was.
What did he fall into? A fucking salon? How did he so perfectly.
Well, the story is he was dressed up as the Red Hood because the Red Hood couldn't make some heist that night, so Joker put on the clothing. Batman knocked him into the fucking vat, so he was already an evil son of a bitch. Mm. But then the vat is what really like helped make him into what he is.
So he was like an Easter egg.
Where did the story come from? Yeah. Where did the story come from where the Joker killed Batman's dad? Is that just in the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Joker never killed his dad.
He's abusive.
Mr. Wayne. I forget his first name right now.
Thomas.
Yes, thank you.
In the Joker movie, he doesn't actually kill them, but the riot that he starts gets them killed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Which is a.
But in the first Batman movie, the Joker killed.
Yeah. The Jack Nicholson.
Not the golfer.
I always fuck those two up.
But yeah, so is Batman going to be in this new Joker too?
I don't think so.
Is it going to be like the fucking Twilight guy?
I think
he wasn't a bad Batman.
He wasn't.
It's just I wish he'd put a little pep in his step. I was worried. Yeah.
And I also didn't like how they made the Batman symbol on his chest the gun that killed his parents. Yeah, a little tacky.
I think Bruce Wayne is still a child in these Joker movies.
All right. So then
he's getting older though.
Mhm. Train to be the best detective in the world.
Did you see the newest Batman?
I was born in the dark.
What's his face from Twilight?
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Is that the one that you were just talking about? Is that the one where he has the gun thing? I forgot about that.
Yeah, the gun that killed his parents is the Batman symbol on his chest.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Pretty good looking Batmobile, though.
Yeah. What's the story when? Because I remember I had two different Batmobiles and two different Batman little characters as a kid. What's the deal with the red Batman? With the red?
Oh, that's Batman Beyond.
Yeah,
So
that's Dick Grayson, right?
Yes, Dick Grayson. No, that's not
the writer.
Dick Grayson's the original Robin.
I thought that was because he becomes Nighthawk or some shit, right?
Yes.
I thought he was the new Batman.
No, this was. Oh, what's that kid's name? I fucking love that cartoon, too. Whatever. So it's a kid who, like, breaks into the fucking the mansion and doesn't know that.
Is it a new Robin?
It's kind of the new Robin, but Batman's so old that, like, Batman, like, pretty much just hangs out in the Batcave.
He basically just does, like, recon for him in the background.
Yeah, while this kid's in, a bat super suit. And,
So it's not Batman in the red?
No, it's this new
kid. It's Batman's little helper.
Oh. Yeah.
Who actually turns out as Batman's just his little helper.
Little twink is what he is.
Yeah. Who also used to be like a fucking criminal and now is trying to make up for his, you know.
That's what I like about Gotham is the lines blur.
Yeah.
The lines are blurred hardcore between criminal and
what's his
and fucking
sexual deviant.
Yeah, sexual deviant.
That's going to bother me.
I guess the Penguin movie's supposed to be
just about to say, yeah.
Penguin
movie. Yeah, Colin Farrell.
It's going to be too, like, I don't know. I don't like it.
You can't.
I like that one cartoonish.
Yeah.
I like the, you know.
Yeah.
I want him to waddle.
Well, also, Danny DeVito just murdered that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to make a Penguin movie, just bring back Danny DeVito.
Wasn't Colin Farrell Penguin in the newest one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're trying to make him like
a
gangster.
He's more of a gangster.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what he was in the comic, wasn't he?
He was always kind of
like in the early comic. Yeah, I think he was more of like
he's always
he had black shit coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, like like a bird. In the
Danny DeVito was more like a bird.
He had like the long nose always. And
did he grow up in the sewer with the fins or no?
He was like the whole thing was he was like a rejected, like son of a wealthy family and all that, and he was put into the circus and shit and fucking.
I love it.
And then like came
now he's a gangster.
Well, they he came back and claimed all their money.
What was his name? His name was like something like Humpdick or some shit. Like what?
Copperpot.
Yeah.
No, because Chester Copperpot was from the fucking Goonies. But he was something like that. It was Cobblepot or something like that.
They should it's so crazy to me that they have not made, like, a porn version of the Goonies yet.
Oh, they have.
Have
no,
they?
But, like...
You can find it, probably.
I could not.
No? All right.
And my man deep dove.
Well, because...
You want gay?
Well, no, because you don't understand what I'm saying. Straight. You don't understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying remake the Goonies as a porn, but like, because right now a big thing on the internet in porn is gooning, which is basically just like jerking off and not Goonies? Coming for like long periods of time.
I thought that was edging.
It is edging, but gooning takes a step further because you're also like doing poppers the whole time.
Oh,
so like you're doing poppers, porn, and edging. That's gooning.
What do the poppers do?
Make you horny?
They just make you a fucking mindless zombie that's jacking off the porn.
Weird.
I don't even need the pop.
So this is what I'm saying. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. I can't. It's surprising to me that they haven't made a porn yet.
You should look at like Wood Rocket.
Called
Wood Rocket
the Goonies, like, based on that.
Well, call up who you Wood know, Rocket. Dude. Fucking make this happen.
Wood Rocket is this porn company that does like parodies. It did like a Futurama porn. Yeah. And so yeah, you need to get in touch. And there's a chick on a file that I'm friends with on Twitter. Her name's Vuko, and she like does her all OnlyFans shit now. But she's also a writer for Wood Rocket.
Yeah.
And they do like she was like. Who's the one-eyed lady from Layla or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Futurama.
I'm just trying to think, like, what would, like, a porn Goonies of Gooners be?
Oh, everyone looks like Sloth.
Yeah.
Everyone looks like, hey, you guys. Hey, you goons.
Think about fucking the mom.
The Fratelli?
Yeah.
Fratelli. What animated character would you want to bang?
Harley Quinn.
I don't know. I don't care. She's been a real person, though.
Yeah.
I'm talking like
Storm.
I'm an olive oil guy.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm just getting to wait too scrawny.
All right.
Scrawny with the socks and the stupid
Storm.
Bun.
I want Storm.
You literally see your dick going in and out.
Yeah, in her stomach. Yeah. It's like EJ's joke. It's like fucking a backpack. Yeah. I hate fucking a skinny bitch. It's like fucking a backpack with opinions.
You're fucking olive oil and her hips just turn into the shape of your dick every time you push in.
And she smells like olive oil a little bit.
You'd look, love that. Smells like your grandma's export.
It just looks like when you're wearing a Speedo.
It's all fun and games when Popeye shows up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Popeye could just dominate. Dude, he's a bad motherfucker.
Could you imagine? Popeye probably fisted her.
No way, dude. You guys should finger go with
Popeye
destroy her.
Brutus for
we could ton of Bluto.
Bluto.
Yeah, we could 100% do that. Actually, no, I think you should be Popeye and he should be Bluto.
I was Popeye one time with a girlfriend. All cute.
Was she olive oil?
Yeah. I wrapped around like gauze around my arm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need that many gauze though.
Not really.
No, I don't really need that many gauze.
Mm-hmm. We need like 3, 4, yeah. 5.
Well, isn't only 10. One big?
No, both are big.
Each arm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, each arm. Oh,
and I do a little
3, 4, 5
on there.
Each arm.
Hell yeah.
Popeye
dude.
The Sailor Six Man. That was my grandpa's favorite cartoon.
On, was it?
It was the only one he probably ever saw.
Yeah. Popeye was the shit. I loved Popeye when I was a kid.
With Robin Williams?
I really liked Popeye the cartoon. But when Robin Williams, that movie was made the year I was born. So, like, when they came out on VHS, I remember it being out on VHS.
Me too.
And so, like, yeah, I liked that a lot. But the cartoon was way fucking better than that movie.
Yeah.
Like, going back, the movie does not hold up for shit. Then you had, like, Wimpy, who was,
he really saved himself with the whole Hook thing.
Yeah, big time.
You know?
Big
time. I was just thinking that, yeah.
Yeah, he,
Speaking of that, I'm going to change my answer to Wendy.
Wendy, the from
the
Dave
young
Thomas?
Girl, from Peter Pan.
Oh, gotcha.
No,
I still don't even know who I'd want as a like cartoon.
It would be
no,
X-Men.
Some of them are hot. There's,
be,
I've
be
seen,
like Jean Grey or
Jessica
something.
Rabbit or whatever.
No. Jessica Rabbit would be a good one.
She's still a rabbit.
Yeah,
gotta remember that.
No, she's not. She's
no,
all woman.
Oh
animated.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're thinking about Lola Bunny.
We don't know what's under there though. She might have a little fur patch down there.
She might. Probably shaved like a fucking Playboy bunny.
I love bunnies, dude. I shot one in the fucking face one time.
Nice.
And then I tore its fucking fur off of it and chopped its body up. And
it's delicious. There's just no fat on them. You got to mix them with pork fat.
There's this place in Rochester makes rabbit fettuccine, but it's spelled in Italian. I don't know how to
Where
say
is it.
It? It's called the Silver Spoon. It's kind of like secluded. It's the, dude, I'm telling you, it's the best place I could take
anybody.
Where
are we going?
We still need
birthday.
To go to fucking Clawson Steakhouse.
Bro, that's never happening. You guys are just liars who want
to
break my heart.
You just
that's
need to come down. Set a fucking date. You
we
set a date.
Have.
I live a mile
well,
from it.
Yeah.
When? We never set a date.
We have set the date.
We
like,
have not set a date.
Is it good?
We have not set a date.
Clawson when I came back
decent.
Once
decent.
And did the show.
You just said, no. We just said, we should do it when you come back. And we never fucking made plans. Make some fucking plans.
You need to.
Yeah, that's on you.
Why
that's
is it? Why do I have to
because
do everything?
Me and him live. I live a mile away from it.
Yeah.
I can just do it.
Just tell me when and I.
I can hitchhike there in like 45
throw me
minutes.
Throw me some dates.
Let me look at my calendar.
Yeah,
I'll get back to you on that. We'll wait another 2 years.
Do we invite him?
Yeah, he can come. He can come. He might not have a suit dope enough.
Of course, we invite Nick.
All right.
Nick will just be eating rolls the whole time.
Oh, I also found out I need glasses this week.
Yeah.
Yep.
You found out about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, about 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
You just thought it was the hair in your eyes.
No, I just thought, I'm a scumbag and I don't care. But yeah, I tried to read something from afar in a group, and I'm like, "Where does it say this?" And the guy's like, "Eighth row, you stupid fuck!" And I'm just like,
"All right, I'll get glasses."
Well, I've started. Yeah.
I need to be embarrassed to do things like
that. I started doing this thing.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. I've been there. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, that's like.
Yeah.
So I got like free NBA 2K, whatever the latest 2K for
2K24.
Yeah.
Because it's part of PSN network.
And so playing from afar, I'm horrible at it. And today I like grabbed a chair, went close to it. Murdered.
Nice.
Murdered.
I need to get that one downloaded so I can fucking rebuild the Pistons into a championship.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. I'm thinking about getting 2K. That'd be fun.
It's part of the PlayStation.
I know, but I don't want to fuck with Xbox.
What? No, it's PlayStation.
2K is only on PlayStation?
Oh, no.
No, it's
on PlayStation. Yeah, you're Xbox.
Yeah, I have Xbox.
I also found out that you can do GTA online, but by yourself. So I think I'm going to start doing that.
It's rough.
Well, but I mean, you can't do everything, but there's some things that you can do by yourself that are not like
it's
terrible.
It's not as fun, but me I don't and care. You can join together.
Yeah, I would do that for sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck with strangers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I don't need strangers in my.
So that's the guy that goes to the bathhouse every fucking.
No, you and I. Well, this is another thing we have talked about for years about being like we should get together.
Technically, we talked about Red Dead, but sure.
Yeah, yeah, but no, we talked about, but whatever. Yeah, let's do it tonight. Fuck
yeah.
When was the last time you broke out Red Dead? Years?
Years.
You know what's going to be fucking sick? Is going to be, because they're building this into GTA 6, is role-playing.
Really?
Yeah. Because, like, right now you can only do it on the PC, and you have to, like, sign into certain servers, and you can do, like, role-play in GTA 5.
Really?
But, like, I think they're building it into GTA 6.
Yeah, actually, I saw that. That's, like, kind of, like, big money, where, like...
Yeah.
Rappers have their own like GTA world,
yeah,
where like gangs are in it.
Because like, because well, because when you do the role play thing, you can like you can be like a cop,
yeah,
you know, or you can be like a army guy, or you know.
I watched this one guy pilot. I watched this one guy, he hacks them all, and one is he like went to the hood and he's like, yeah, what up, homie? And they all like can slap hands and whatever, and he just jumps crotch in their face. And like Indian sitting, like legs around the back of their neck, and like all these hood ass dudes are like, yo, homie, get off of me. Get off of me, homie. I didn't like that.
There's a funny one. Okay, there's a guy yeah. on TikTok. There's a guy on TikTok that role plays as Batman.
Oh, really?
And he just fucks with people.
Yes. I've seen that guy too. And he's just like He's also on Fortnite and nasty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he'll just snipe someone and be like, Batman!
He's like, I'm Batman. Yeah. And they're like, how are you doing this?
Yeah. He's just cheating like a motherfucker, dude.
He's like, I'm Batman.
Yeah.
I got, in Call of Duty, I got my head blown off by Snoop Dogg.
Really?
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, and because everybody has like a finishing move.
Yeah.
And this guy's was, he had like, he.
Do they crib walk on you?
I was laying on my back. He leaned up my head with his foot and shot the back of my head off with a shotgun.
Nice. Jesus.
And it was Snoop Dogg. Dude, I stopped playing Fortnite because somebody killed me as Peter Griffin one time.
Really?
It really kind of bothered me. I was, so, and he ran away. He didn't make the noise, like, but if he went...
So the actual Snoop Dogg killed you.
No, but
so it was just
he didn't have a skin. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm right. Santa Claus right now.
All
right, yeah.
Because like, I heard like Snoop Dogg's actually like you can watch him. He live streams.
Really?
Yeah, and Snoop Dogg's actually like pretty legit.
One
at
of
it.
The biggest live streamers, Sugar Sean O'Malley. Like,
really?
He makes tons of money. They said he makes almost as much money on Twitch as he does on UFC fights.
Damn. No shit. Did anybody watch UFC 300?
No, I just watched a bunch of the highlights today.
Ooh, I think I'm ready to
smoker.
Play Madden again.
Yeah, it was hot.
I think I'm ready for Madden again.
Yeah?
I just had the epiphany, yeah.
Are you sure?
I think my thumbs are ready.
All right.
I've been having good thumb
days. You're ready.
I'll hop on to GTA.
All right. Five. We can play basketball five. Together, too. I'm
Isn't
horrible.
I suck at basketball.
Me too, bro. I can't call for a pick, nothing. Like... It's fucking horrible.
I used to be so good at basketball games when I was
just give me the spin move.
NBA
button,
Street.
Dude.
Yeah, I know, really.
NBA Live, dude.
NBA Live.
I was NBA Street, though.
No, I never played any of those games. I was always I was always NBA Live.
You give me fucking Reggie Miller and Rick Smits. I was fucking.
I stopped playing when 2K like just kind of started.
See, I was a Live guy, and then I moved into 2K.
Yeah, I kind of stopped playing basketball games once 2K kind of started, so I never got into it.
The new one's hard. Like, yeah, like I just learned how to pick. And it's just,
I heard the new ones just kind of suck because they like nickel and dime you on everything.
They
like, kind of
do.
All kinds of fucking shit.
Well, if you want.
Yeah.
Or you can just make your sweet player and, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Well, because that's the thing, though. Like, the My Player mode, it sounds like you have to basically pay to make your player good.
No, you just gotta fucking practice, like...
Yeah, but there's people who, they'll drop, like, $100.
Oh, yeah, and make their person, like, a 99 overnight, yes.
Yeah, and then, like, how do you play against those guys?
Like,
you know?
You just fucking, you grind it.
Yeah.
Just
I want to do that for my Instagram.
Just drop 100 and get, like, 100 followers?
I'll drop my life savings to fucking blow up.
To 100?
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing ads
that
for
stuff
shit.
Never, that but stuff never works, though.
Yeah, I know, like, it doesn't. Gardner White and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be all clean.
Nikki's Furniture.
Mm-hmm. I'll do whatever you
Nikki's
want.
Nikki's Blind.
I'll slip on a banana peel.
Yeah?
I'll fucking
put
spin plates.
Just
suit.
Film yourself skateboarding. You get hurt every time you do it.
And I'm pretty ugly at it, too. Yeah.
There's
no
enough
style.
Kids on the line doing that, dude.
Just getting hurt doing skateboarding
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah,
I just saw like
Bart
a 7-year-old
and his sister
kid.
He wanted to skate today, and he went with his sister, and she shreds better than him. It's funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't. I've never skateboarded. I've never even Tony Hawk. I was bad at that.
I can never figure it out.
It's
insane.
It's
fun.
Even doing an ollie or like hitting a like something, and you're just like, I did it. Just feels
and it's
so
exhausting.
Magical.
It's really fucking exhausting.
It is.
I vape so much,
dude. I raked sticks out of my yard yesterday, and I am so sore today.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I ate a handful of M&M's, and I'm sore today.
Incredibly sore.
But that's a lot of abdomen, you know, a lot of...
Dude, my whole fucking core is just, like, been on fire all
but
day.
That's just because you don't do shit. Like
I don't
do
shit.
It's not that bad if you do it sometimes.
Yeah, my hands are hurt right now. I've been using a glue gun. And to glue gun boxes
from
shut,
squeezing?
Bro, like...
You still got a pussy-ass grip, though, bro.
Oh, he'll kill you.
It's pretty strong. This is my guitar hand. Hold on.
All right, let's go. All
right, get that one out of here. All right, that one, actually. I'm a little boy now, I guess.
What shots? So which shows do you guys got?
This is like when like you see like two like solitary animals, like one just comes up and challenges them.
I love it when they do that because here, let me see your hand. I'll do this one move.
Oh, don't do the fucking bone thing.
No, yeah,
please
yeah.
don't do it.
See, get that bone.
Yeah, that's a piece of shit
and
move.
Then, yeah.
The cup move?
Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
If I get some assholes like, I'm a man, you're like, oh.
Oh, are you?
And you just pinch it, and they're just like.
What would be really funny is like this guy's got a really strong grip.
Yo,
and you're like ah,
yeah.
But it's like genuinely like in your hand, and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
it hurts you somehow. It's just.
I do that when people ask me if they can touch my dreadlock. Right when they touch it, I go ah, and like every time makes them jump.
Let me show you a slap bump. You go like that. You just dangle it. It's a slap bump.
Like, that
it's called slap,
Jesus
slap,
Christ,
slap, slap bone.
We're an hour. Stop.
That's
no,
that's,
but it's got to be a separation.
We'll
it's
let
like,
them
you gotta just,
the fucking
you just gotta relax it. Relax right. it. Just like all right, so the slap bone. Slap bone.
What shows right. you got coming up?
Slap bone. That's all I gotta say.
Dude, right. what do you got coming?
I'm gonna
up?
Be in Ithaca. Who gives a fuck? And then
Ithaca, New York.
I got something on 420, and I'm not sure where it is right now.
I'm gonna be at Crunchy's tomorrow in Lansing. And then
good luck.
I have the Middle Ground Comedy Festival coming up at the end of the month. I think it's like the 27th through the 30th or something like that. I forgot to put it in my calendar. And then the week after that, which is like the first weekend of May, like May 2nd through like 6th, I think, I'm going to be in Portland at the Rip City Comedy Festival.
Nice.
Rip City.
Rip City.
Johnny, you got anything?
No.
Ithaca, what?
Cornell.
Ithaca, fucking community college. I'm coming to you. That's why I was surprised. Maybe we'll, car trip.
Be in Ithaca, Michigan.
Oh, really? Oh. There's the Ithaca, Michigan.
I'll be in Arizona, April 23rd through 25th.
Yeah,
for all our fans out there, if you got a,
all right,
if you want like a meet and greet,
I'm thinking about starting OnlyFans too.
Really?
Yeah.
Suppose OnlyFans one.
You do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're not gonna be in any videos, right? You're just gonna like your dick.
We'll see. I don't know.
I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start an OnlyFans, but my face is not gonna be in. It's just gonna be my dick.
I think I'm just gonna be slapping my dreadlocks with my dick.
That's, yeah, that dude, could be a niche.
That could be a niche.
The dread slap.
Dread slapping.
All right, I'm done with you fucking retards.
Yeah.
God bless Pickles.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Roping.
Ooh.